Mary, tell me about the garden and home in Sussex where you grew up.
We had a large garden. Luckily, my father was a keen gardener and loved to grow vegetables and fruit. We were self-sufficient in vegetables until late winter, when he would buy potatoes from local farmers. He would get up early in spring and summer and work in the garden until it was time to change his clothes and go to his proper job. In the early evening, after his tea, he would be out in the garden until bedtime. In the winter, he would search all the seed catalogues to find new and unusual plants to grow. One year, he decided to grow tobacco and had a fine row of the plants. He picked the leaves and hung them up to dry in the shed. The next step was to put them in his pipe. I'm sure there was a procedure he should have followed before doing this, but one day he came into the house with a smoke trail following him. My mother and I protested at the smell, and my brother rushed downstairs thinking the house was on fire. This experiment was never repeated, and he had a really smelly bonfire later that day. My mother left the gardening to my father, but she would make jams from the raspberries and strawberries, store apples, potatoes, carrots and onions in a cold outbuilding, and bottle the tomatoes my father grew in his greenhouse. She even bottled runner beans, but this was not a great success, as she added too much salt and we could not eat them. Instead, she gave them to the chickens. Sadly, some of them died because of the salt. I helped with the preparations for jam and marmalade and was allowed to test the jams to see if they were at setting point and also if they tasted good. I used to try to escape from all this action in an apple tree at the end of the garden with a book, but my mother would find me and put me back in my place as her assistant. In the autumn, she and I would go into the fields behind the garden and pick rose hips, which my mother would take to the cottage hospital. They would then be sent off to be made into rose hip syrup to provide vitamin C for babies. Sadly, the garden no longer exists. When my father grew older, my brother and I had left home. He sold the land and the now 12 houses where everything grew so abundantly. However, he still had flower beds to look after and a lawn to sit on in his deck chair on sunny afternoons.